Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick Waite.
And it's ziggy-zaggy. Oi, oi, oi.
It's just that time already.
Yeah.
I'm totally in denial, man. I'm in, I'm in flip-flops. I'm in swim trunks.
Oh, get out your plaid, your plaid shirt and lederhosen, because it's time.
Yeah, man.
The steins are here.
Fest season is upon us, man. We're drinking out of Metro steins, and we're drinking...
Not old. Original Metro, not zombie Metro.
Original Metro, not winking at Bernie's Metro. And we're drinking Oktoberfest from Old Irving Brewing now.
Yeah, I know. I think we've had this one before in the past. It's definitely, I don't remember it. Actually, I'm almost blanking on the Oktoberfest we tried last year.
As far as like who was the best one, I remember a couple years ago it was Hopewell, surprise everyone.
Right.
But I don't remember who was the best one last year.
Yeah, I think we had... sections last year where we had like above average and below average.
Yeah.
And so I don't even remember if Old Irving was in that lineup.
We do have a reel we can
go back to.
Yeah.
Okay. But I had picked this up, and the guy there when I picked it up, he's like, "Oh, have you had the Oktoberfest yet?" I was like, "No." He's like, "It's really good this year." And I was like, "Okay, I'm excited to try it." I don't think it's any better or worse than I remember, right?
It doesn't taste more gooder or more more worser than before.
I don't.
I mean, it's
you
good.
You can improve on the quality
of
it, right? But the actual flavor, it tastes like Oktoberfest. It's good.
It does.
Not too heavy.
We forget. Maybe I forget. You know, it's a lager. And then, so as far as it just being kind of like a flawless execution of a lager where there's nothing that is grabbing your attention away from the next sip,
right?
So from if we're talking that being the thing that's good, then sure, you know?
Yeah, I know. I think this is something we run into when we do the lineup of all the Oktoberfest. What do we want out of these? Do we want something that is flavorless so I can have my pretzel and stein, or do you want to have that hoppy bite? Maybe not too coppery tasting.
Yeah, some of them can be a little heavy-handed on the maltiness,
mm-hmm.
A little too malty. Kind of reminds me of, what was it, Sugar Smacks?
Oh yeah.
As a kid, you know, when the milk's there and you ate it and you got milk, sugary milk. Some of them feel like that sometimes.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. So yeah, you need to balance.
Yeah. So this just feels like a really good execution of it. It's almost like. There's nothing wrong in this one. So it's like, oh, this is great. And it's nothing like, ooh, I'm delighted that this one has a strawberries or something.
Yeah, I know. I feel good about this one. It's my first Fest beer. You know, I was there's a co-op in Rogers Park, walking distance now. And I balked at getting the sketchbook one.
Okay.
Because, when I got the $7 rosé. You know, I'm like, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in summer.
Yeah.
But so it's my first Fest beer.
You didn't try microphones? I thought you had somebody's.
Oh, I just lied to you guys. I did.
You had half acres?
I had Lagertown. I had a small pour Lagertown and a barrel aged stout.
Which Lagertown is not, I don't think of it as Oktoberfest.
Really?
It's different, right?
I don't know. I mean, it's hoppier.
Yeah.
For sure. It's hoppier. It's a little lighter. It's like, 5%. But it's not different enough to say that it's not a Oktoberfest,
okay.
I don't think, you know.
Sure. Okay. So this is, I think, is my second one because we'll talk about it in a minute, but I think I was at Peace and I had their Oktoberfest, so.
What are they calling theirs? It's just Fest beer or something?
I thought it used to be called Oktoberfest, or is that Revolutions?
I don't know.
Fistober? Is somebody
Somebody's got to be Fistober, right?
Right? Revolutions just Oktoberfest?
No, their Christmas ale is Fistmas.
Fistmas, but they don't call it Oktoberfest?
I think it's just Oktoberfest.
Why wouldn't they call it Oktoberfest?
They should, or Fistober.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but I mean, it works.
I thought Peace had a clever name for their Oktoberfest in the past.
This is the brewery that has the double IPA called Camel Toe?
Camel Toe. Yeah.
Which
I thought was triple IPA because they had it on.
Yeah.
It's 9%.
Holy shit. And then Moose Knuckle, which is their legendary barley wine.
Right.
We get you a couple of barrel-aged Moose Knuckles and some live karaoke at Peace, and you will have regrets. Cool. It'll be really fun, though.
So no clever name for Oktoberfest, which is odd.
Yeah.
So our season starts. I think it's going to be, we're going to roll steins and Oktoberfest for the next few episodes here.
I mean, we're off to a good start. I mean, I like Old Irving in general, and I like this beer.
Yeah. I'll dive in. That was one of my stops was Old Irving. I went there because I saw they did a burger collaboration, the Burger of the Week. Mm-hmm. Is it the Burger of the Week or the month? I forget. But it was with Biker Dude.
Yeah, the Biker Dude.
The Biker Dude. And so the burger is a double smash burger, double patty burger, because it's not really a smash, technically.
No.
With Biker Dude seasonings, Mertz cheese, Doritos, and grilled onions on a bun. It was a bit much. It felt like more of like a burger you'd have after you're super high or after a hangover, or I don't know. It was very greasy, and the Doritos.
And then how is it structurally? Like, can you pick it up and eat it without it all falling apart?
You can, but it's very slippery. You take a bite, and it just kind of like slides on you.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, it was good, but I'd rather have. I don't really enjoy the kumification of burgers.
Oh man!
So I just want the burger.
You just want a regular burger.
Yeah.
You don't want all this.
I don't need Doritos.
You don't want the Plague Bringer or Mastodon or, you know.
Yeah.
Some weird burger with a bunch of stuff on it.
That could. The onions were fine. Like Patty, please. They got the onions, but I don't need Doritos on here.
That's too bad. So not a high ranking burger experience, because you know
it was tasty.
There's some good burgers around here.
Yeah. But I had gone there to try this because I'm just not making it out any time to get to the Biker Dude. So I was like, this is my chance right now.
Yeah.
And so I had I had their rye that was on tap. Fine. Not great.
A rye beer.
Huh.
They don't really make a whole lot of those. Rye Way to Heaven.
Right.
Goose had a Roggen beer, which is a rye wheat beer. It's basically a Hef, but with rye.
And the Two Brothers had the red rye.
Cain and Abel?
Cain and Abel.
This is like a red rye with like some kind of sugar.
And then the Racist Brewery Founders had red rye.
Was it red rye? Red eye rye or something? But it's not a lot of rye beers. Mm-hmm. So
that's why I got it.
Yeah.
And I was like, eh.
Huh.
It was fine.
Old Irving, I mean, well, like, you know, Della and the IPA.
Yeah, Beezer.
Beezer. Even the double Beezer, all of Beezer variants. Always money. They got a really good pretzel
at this
joint, yeah. Outside of that, though, I don't know if I'm just, like, super. Their presentation on their stuff always looks killer on the end.
Right.
And every time I go, I feel like, man, it looks so good when I saw it on the internet.
I know, and then you get there, and you're like, you guys are making it look good. It doesn't always taste as good as you make it look.
But
it got me here.
Yeah, seeing it on the internet is the peak of the experience.
I did get a 4-pack of Della. Family coming in town this weekend, so
yeah.
It seemed like a good beer to have around.
Yeah.
And I noticed the price on their 4-packs were, I think Oktoberfest was $11, and Della was $10.
That's a good observation. And we would be remiss if we didn't point out that I think they play very well in that hazy pale ale category. Yeah, because we've had some one-offs from them, And they talked about how, like, financially it didn't make sense to have these one-off four-packs hit the market because you'd have to explain it to people and sell it. But if you go to there, you can get a fresh four-pack that showcase a hopper two.
Right.
That's just fantastic stuff.
$10? Like, that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're probably... They are to these hazy pails what Half Acre is to these one-off IPAs, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just kind of the best around doing it. Yeah.
So. And then my other stop with Oktoberfest was Peace. Friend's birthday. He likes to go there for a football start. Yeah. Have some peace.
It's football season.
Mm-hmm. So
we 82 degrees.
We went there, had a couple pizzas and a few beers. I think I had their pale ale along with Oktoberfest called, like, Take Back the Streets.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. A good new beer for Peace.
Yeah, Take It Back the Streets. Man, I was trying to think of some pale ale I had from them. It was a collaboration with Floyd's, and the artwork was all like Miami Vice style. I can't think of the name of it now.
Oh, okay.
But it's been a while. But, yeah. Peace is one of those all-time spots, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know how... I haven't been in a while, but in the last few times I went, there was a bunch of guest drafts on, but I think they were trying to figure out their next brewer.
They were the beer, or the menu mentioned the guest drafts more than I had ever seen it in the past. So I think
is that still a thing, or back that was around a month, of, like a few years ago, or a year ago?
That was just this past week. They're still like kind of pushing the guest drafts when you look at the menu, either on your phone or in the, I don't know, the printout. Kind of the guest drafts were always an afterthought, and now they're just like, here's our beers, here's the guest drafts.
Like, just kind of dialing back and leaning more into the restaurant bar aspect of the brewery,
I guess. Yeah, right?
It was just, we make beer, but we don't, it's not necessarily featuring our beer as much as we probably have.
Yeah,
okay.
And Camel Toe was on, but yeah, like you were saying, it's a double IPA. I always thought it was a triple IPA.
I mean, it could be.
It said double IPA on there, but 9%.
Yeah, because you could say, you know, IPA could be 6.
Right.
You know, the double could be, you know, 8. Could be.
Could be, yeah.
So 9 and up could be triple.
Yeah, so yeah. I felt like it was triple, and they're saying double to not scare people, maybe.
Yeah.
But maybe it's I don't know, I'm just misremembering.
Fucking, Camel Toe's great name. Moose Knuckles, great name. Yeah. I like, you know, Peace.
Yeah. Those are my two local stops. Have a bunch doing this weekend with family, but that was all I made it to the other week. What about you?
Some good romps there. Man, I ended up in Chicago's nicest suburb, Milwaukee, Evanston? Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Oak Park, no.
Oak Park, Evanston, Oak Park. Naperville?
Naperville. I was a Napervillian for a few hours. No, I went up to Milwaukee, man.
Okay.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to a pilot project. So Pilot Projects does Pilot Project Fest every year. This is the fourth one. I've never heard of Pilot Project Fest. It's the fourth one, and they moved it from Chicago to Milwaukee.
And this was the first time they moved it, or they moved it last year?
No, this was the first time up in Milwaukee. So the Milwaukee is an old, was the old MKE Brewing.
Yeah.
But before that, it's in the classic brewing district, and it's an old Pabst facility.
Right.
So it's a massive space. Like, it's a ridiculously massive space. Okay. It's got these huge vaulted ceilings and this big day room. It almost feels like an atrium at a fancy hotel with just a lot of natural light coming in. They spend a lot of money on plant fixtures that run from the floor to the ceiling. And it's just really – and they got a huge patio out front. It's a space that's kind of built for a party.
Okay.
Yeah. So we went up there last year for something. I think it was just like a radio show. Was pouring a bunch of black breweries up there between the two cities. So we went up there for that, and I'm like, man, I really love their space. And then, you know, we did a little tour. And then when I saw this Pilot Project thing, I was like, well, we should probably go back. Oh, no, I was hanging out with Shalonda, and Shalonda was on a show.
Okay.
This show, what was this guy's name? Oh, Daddy Porter. This is a wild name. So Daddy Porter has a show.
Sounds like it's a gay beer podcast.
Daddy Porter had a Jenny from Dovetail was one of his guests.
Okay.
So Daddy Porter couldn't do the show because Daddy Porter was in... No, I just keep saying Daddy Porter.
I really like it. It makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
So Daddy Porter, who lives in Madison, was in Milwaukee, so he couldn't do the show. So he asked Shalonda to co-host the show. But then come to find out, he was
Daddy was available.
Daddy was available. So, you know, now there's just the three of them, and they're just kind of casually mentioning he's in Milwaukee for a pilot project.
Okay.
So we're like, oh, shit, maybe we should go. Because from the far north side of the city, it's only like an hour and 15. Yeah. It's not far. So that's how I ended up going.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. It was a good hang, man. Pilot project, they got a whole new cast of characters, man.
Oh, who's their crew now?
Yeah, so Funky Town is still there, but okay. Then I took a bunch of pictures.
And is this the same people that's in the Chicago location are up there, or do they do the District Rear Yards thing where like it could be different?
They this is their production facility.
Okay.
So I think everyone is anybody that's in packaging and production is their beer is made there.
Okay.
And there are two different brewmasters, kind of like the District Brew Yards thing, where the brewmaster in Milwaukee is a different dude from the dude that's brewing beer in Chicago because the systems are different.
Okay.
I ran into the lady, the Sipes lady. Remember her from the Guinness event?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's super sweet. I can't think of her name. Right. But you know her when you see her.
Yeah, and we hung out with her last Oktoberfest.
What Oktoberfest was that?
At Metro. We talked to her a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So she's got the Hefeweizen up there, and she's got the Pale Ale, and she's like... Nick, have you tried the new Metro? I'm like, no, I'm not going out there. She's like, you got to go. You got to go and tell me if it's bad or not. How bad is it?
When did she go?
I don't know.
Taste this food. I'm like, so I don't have to try it. Is it really that bad?
I'm like, I had no interest in going to fucking zombie Metropolitan.
But Nick will be there at some point.
It's very possible. So Sipes is there. Funky Town's there. They got a new crew. He's a gypsy brewer from Mexico, and it's called a Cerveceria Paracadiza. I have no idea what that means. They had three beers. One of them might have been my favorite pour the whole day. It was called Apapacho. It was a love letter to Chicago. It was just a West Coast Pilsner with like three different hops, you know, Nugget, Chinook, and another one.
Okay.
But it was 4.9%, and it just felt so familiar and warm and just kind of inviting. You're like, man, this tastes like something from a crew that you love.
Oh,
I've cool. never heard of these dudes before. But there was a buzz on the floor about them because the Funky Town guys, I'm like, where should I drink? They said, you should go drink this. So now I go over there, and then Jacob Sombrano, the brewmaster from Cruz Blanca, is there.
Right.
And he's just kind of hanging out drinking there. And I'm just like, man. So they're a brewery incubator, these
pilot project
guys. Who else was there? Well, you know Donna's Pickle Beer. Mm-hmm. And then they have a house lager brand now called Standard Goods.
Okay.
Yeah. They got the Azadi Brewing, which is like their Middle Eastern focused brewery.
Yeah.
I actually didn't see their stuff. Brewer's Kitchen, which is their house beer.
So they have two house beers?
Brewer's Kitchen is a house brand, and Standard Goods is a house brand.
What's the thought here? Just spin it out?
Right. Pale ales and lagers for Standard Goods.
Okay.
And
Brewer's Kitchen is like Brewer's Kitchen.
And I had a fruit of sour from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So I counted seven. Oh, in years Pilsner. I don't know if you've seen this. I told the guys, like, I've seen your ads around Chicago a lot. I didn't know it was a pilot project.
Oh.
So it's a combination of house brands and incubator residents, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the mix there. Yeah. So,
did they used to? I wonder if it didn't perform well. I feel like when they first opened in Chicago, they didn't have Brewer's Kitchen. They didn't have the standard.
Standard Goods is definitely new.
They were just like Pilot Project IPA, Pilot Project.
Oh, just Pilot Project as the brand.
Brand.
Yeah.
And
that, I think that quickly went away, right?
That must have either people didn't like it or didn't like their stuff, and so they're like, oh. At least this way we can put on a name. If someone doesn't like it, we'd be like, we kicked out Brewer's Kitchen. We got, I don't know, teddy bears in here.
Yeah.
We got Daddy Porter.
Huh. Daddy Porter needs to have a... Daddy Porter needs a line of porters, man. You know what I had that I really didn't like?
Big Daddy Porter.
See, now I'm uncomfortable. there was a crew called Central... I think it was called Central State Distilling. And they had a collab with Line & Cool. So it was a Central State spirits, and they had these line of ready-to-drink cocktails in a can with Line & Cool flavorings, essentially, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there was a brandy old-fashioned. And, you know, Line & Cool came up with all the flavor components, and the Central State Distilling came up with the spirit and it's in a can, and it's co-branded. So you see Liney's name on the can.
Yeah.
And I have a couple of these, and I absolutely cannot stand these fucking products. I'm like, this tastes like medicine. I'm like, how did you guys fumble this? If you're Central State or distilling or whoever you are, and you got one of the most recognizable names in all of beer, Liney.
Right.
How did you fuck this up? I hated these fucking things.
Yeah, well, you don't think of Liney Cooper as cocktails.
Fair. Yeah, so maybe it was a what they call a stretch assignment for this was a stretch assignment for Liney Cooper to decide that we're going to co-brand some fucking RTDs. Yeah, so that was kind of a dud. There were 30 breweries at this joint.
Shit, okay.
It was like a full-on, it was a straight-up old-fashioned, like, beer fest. So it was pretty cool. There was some live music.
Busy?
It was very busy.
Okay.
And a couple taco stands. I forget that they have a kitchen there, so we ended up at a place around the corner that one of the Standard Goods guys suggested. Okay. The Hollanders, just like an old-school Belgian bar.
Nice.
Know? It was a good hang, man. It was totally worth the 90-minute cruise. Okay. You know, it was good to get out the house, kind of perfect weather for it. And great space. So, oh, but you get to try cruise from Chicago and Milwaukee.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I do like that. So, but yeah, that's literally the only thing I did, man.
Pretty big one, beer fest. I don't think we've gone to an actual like beer fest in a while.
Exactly. Yeah, because I wasn't gonna go. I'm looking at Shalonda. I'm like, if you want to go, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know. And that was our thought. Like, man, when the last time we just hung out and just had a proper, like, Saturday afternoon rager road trip.
Right.
You know, can't tell you when, so.
Damn, okay. On the Oktoberfest train, basically, this weekend starts to kick off a lot of them with Alarmists happening. You got the Dovetail Beguile one coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You got Riverlands. I'm going to go to Riverlands, okay. Oktoberfest in a few weeks. And it's just like every weekend starting now, you can count on Oktoberfest from somebody.
For sure. Oktoberfest at Jace, just because it's during the season, but is any word on 312 Block Party?
Oh, right. I guess it should. It usually happens like end of September, yeah. Right?
That's like it was used to be like Festivale, but I think Festivale kind of got scaled back. But the end of summer, like the official end of summer for parties, is usually Block Party.
Yeah. I think last time I looked it up, last year when we were 2 years ago, we just literally found out about the week of kind of thing.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's like, I think, sneaky good. I think probably the most, maybe not the most underrated, but it's on the list of underrated events.
Yeah, you could see some decent bands. You can get $5 pours of whatever Bourbon County you're going to want.
And it's Goose. They know how to party. You know, they know how to party, and they have a lot of cool friends, and it's a full-on block party.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Old Irving would be showing off their space.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, because Old Irving Brewing, their second location is across the street from Fulton, Goose Island Fulton.
So, yeah, look for that, too.
Yeah.
On the news side, Ravinia. We were kind of talking about this a few weeks ago when I had to boot them from our top
brew pub list.
Top brew pub list.
Yeah.
They got cut. And now we don't even know what they're called anymore because they can't be called Ravinia.
Man, yeah. They've been in this long-standing litigation with Ravinia Festival. Ravinia Festival, they have deep pockets. They're the longest-running music festival in the country, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, Ravinia, I think there's a bunch of stuff named Ravinia. And it's Highland Park, right? There's a bunch of stuff named Ravinia.
Right. So,
but I think if I understand it right, they had an agreement at one point, and then the Ravinia Brewing guys, I think, broke the agreement, and it pissed off Ravinia Festival. That's my understanding of it.
Right. You were saying they weren't allowed to basically open a package brewery, right?
If I got this right, yeah. One of these podcasts mentioned it, because I haven't read it all, you know, but someone mentioned that. And if we got this wrong, by all means, call us out on it. But it sounds like they had an agreement to use the name, but in order to not confuse people, you couldn't use a name and then also open up physical locations, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's when the agreement got they tore their agreement up, essentially. Said, we're not, there's no longer an agreement here. I think that's what happened.
Okay. We have no idea what their name's going to be. I would assume they're continuing this because they lost the lawsuit, but, or I mean, continuing the breweries, right? They're not going to shut down.
You know, at this point, it's a good, well, what? Hot Butcher used to be called South Loop Brewing Company.
Yeah.
You know, Beguile used to be called Argyle. Now, granted, those places weren't in business as long as Ravinia has been in business.
Right.
But pivoting names is nothing new. Ale Syndicate's name wasn't Ale Syndicate when they started.
It was New Chicago.
New Chicago Brewing, that's right. Yeah. See, I mean, so there's examples of name changes that happened locally before.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Metro used to be called Metro, and now they're...
Oh, wow. This is... Just when everybody's having a good time, here comes Brad with the Metro
Reel. I think they should use this as an opportunity to kind of relaunch, reintroduce, basically be like, we're here, we're a Chicago brewery. Because it was, I think it just got lost in the noise of stuff. And
you should just be Logan Square Brewery, right? Isn't that's Logan. It's on Diversey.
Right.
And there's Diversey near Cali. You're in Logan Square. Just be Logan Square Brewery.
I think you just need to be something that also comes up when people can search for it. Because I'm sure when people were searching for Ravinia beer, the fest was coming up or it was getting confusing. Or
yeah.
The one in Highland Park. Maybe you should rename them both different names too. Like the opportunity to like actually change this up.
Yeah. Oh, maybe even give them different names.
Right. That's like a Hidden Hand Solemn Oath kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like the same, but not the same.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And we even talk about those. Like we talked about the ones that straight up changed their name, but we talk about breweries who started other brands because of market conditions or for whatever reason. I think with Hidden Hands and Solemn Oath, Hidden Hands was like, hey, fuck you guys, our distributors. You guys are cool, but fuck you guys. We're gonna sell beer directly to bars because you guys are playing games. And I think with Unani and Hubbard's Cave, it was the same thing with the distro. They were telling you Unani is known as a Saison and a Belgian brewery, so quit making all these goddamn stouts and IPAs. And they're like, fuck you, we're just going to open a different, we're just going to call it something else.
Right.
So
that's what I think Ravinia should do. Have the Highland Park location called something else, have the Chicago location, get people excited that there's "quote unquote," two new breweries,
and people like new.
Yeah,
if people don't like nothing else. They like new.
And get your burger situation figured out over there. Get the food or whatever you want to do over there. Kind of redial in.
Yeah, because what was it, tacos, right?
Just tacos.
Okay.
And maybe it was like people were like, it's only tacos.
Yeah. People are like, man,
we have a lot of tacos. We got a lot of tacos. We got a lot of burgers. Let's do both.
Yeah. It's got to be tough, right? Like, it's got to be tough to decide, like, hey, if me and you open a brewery, right?
Yeah.
A, what are we going to call it? B, if Big, I wouldn't even
Big
fuck.
Big Daddy Porter.
We're going to call it Big Daddy Porter and Friends Brewing Concern. You know, I used to run with Josh Riley, and we were at GABF one year, and somebody won, and it was like, you know, Phil and Randy's Brewing Concern.
Yeah.
So we always said, if we open a brewery, you know, it should be, you know, Brad and Nick's Brewing Concern.
Okay.
Because this is an insane name for a brewery. Like, what does that even mean? But it's so funny.
Yeah. For your consideration. That's good, too.
That reminds me of Our Mutual Friend.
Yeah.
Is an all-time. I love that's that name. That's another name. Oh, but it's a difficult thing to say, hey, what are we calling this joint? A, B, if we're going to have food, what the fuck are we selling? That's not easy. You know, you don't want a place that ends up like Crosby Kitchen. And it's like, oh, well, yeah, it's cool, but it's middle of the road, and, you know, families like to come eat here. I mean, that might be good.
I say we go calzones. Only calzones.
Don't get me started on a fucking calzone. I fucking love calzones.
Right?
Well, I grew up in Aurelio's. Well, when the South Burbs, Aurelio's was like the major pizza chain.
Italian empanadas.
Dude, I get these fucking calzones, man. Let me tell you something, man.
For your consideration, we just do calzones.
You know, we're calzone.
We have a Daddy Porter line.
We're calzone. We're calzone Porter Brewery. Oh, yeah. It's Brad and Nick's Brewing Concern.
Ravinia, you can use this idea. We're not going to sue. We just want a little credit.
Yeah. You know, just have us out and give us a little card so whenever we come out, you know, drinks are on the house.
Yeah,
calzones on the house. but yeah, it's tough to decide on this kind of stuff. So, you know, we talk shit about people because we like them and we want to see them win. And if they do some shit we don't like, then we just express that. Right. But it's not like we're rooting against them. I mean, sometimes I don't know how people take this stuff. So I just wanted to clarify that, you know.
I don't know. Are you rooting for or against short views?
Okay. Oh, so yeah. Back to... No, back to Pilot Project, we saw the Short Fuse lady. Okay, no, the Short Fuse lady. The Sipes lady. And she's like, you got to go try this beer. And she also says that, you know, Doug is consulting on the Sipes beer.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and he's actually out, you know, kind of helping introduce it. He's not selling it, but he's training the people who sell it.
Okay.
So, and I'm like, good for him. I'm like, I wonder. She's like, yeah, I'm surprised Short Fuse didn't bring him on as a...
consultant?
Yeah. And then I asked her, I'm like, well, what does Doug want to do? You know, he might not want to do that stuff. But it was good to just hear about what Doug's up to. Because, you know, Tracy was selling those beers, but all those beers we love from Metro, Doug was making those beers. Or right. Those were Doug's recipes.
So. I guess I am surprised. Either he didn't want to, they didn't ask. Who knows on the consultant thing. But there is, like, a legacy thing there. These beers are now in the public again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was your brewery. And if people start to, like, be like, oh, Metropolitan sucks,
mm-hmm.
that's a reflection on you, even though you're not the one doing it anymore.
I don't know. I'm still a little bittersweet about it because I'm like, well, we already said goodbye. I was there.
Right.
Me and you that's were there. Sergio was there. You know, we had a whole table. We said goodbye all night long to this place. So it's a little tone deaf to be like, oh, well, yeah, we're just going to buy it and make it just outside the city and call it the same thing.
But it is kind of funny. We're just talking about opening a second brewery or using a second name to do other beers. But on the Short Fuse side, we're like, why didn't you just sell these under Short Fuse?
It's the exact opposite, right?
So we like, there's... Short Fuse is just doing... They can do no right.
Right. We should have the exact same view that on Hidden Hands. We should say, good for them. This is their Hidden Hands moment. This is their Unani moment.
Right.
But we're not saying that. We're saying leave Metro alone, motherfuckers. It's horrible, right? We there's no pleasing us.
No.
Oh, but speaking of second names, Whole Acre, the Half Acre Second Project.
Oh, yeah. Sundial.
Sun Catcher. Sun Catcher, yeah. I think it's gonna be a go. They're saying possibly a soft launch early October.
This makes zero sense to me because it was pitched as a summertime brewery.
Yes, it was supposed to be a seasonal brewery, much in a way that Tasty Freeze is seasonal.
And we're gonna open in the winter.
In fall, yeah, not summer.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
But okay. Excited for it. Adds another one in that like brewing district.
Oh no! It will over there by this is closer to Goose Barrel Warehouse. So this is closer to the original.
It's that far.
Yeah, it's closer to the original Dark Matter.
Oh, so no one's going.
Well, it's in between the Mothership on Chicago and Western.
Oh.
And Goose.
Oh, so not all the way to.
It's just past that. It's in between that and the Goose Barrel Warehouse on Sacramento. So that's like West. Maybe that's West Town. That might even be Humble Park.
Ukrainian Village, Humble Park.
Maybe. Okay, it might be UK. I don't know. But yeah, it's West.
On the other side of Western.
It's like Grand past Western.
Oh, so over by that chicken place, Feed?
Exactly. It's like a few blocks from Feed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, Feed's not bad.
I haven't been in a long time.
It's pretty solid. That's, you know, if you're out all night, Feed's open like 6 a.m.
Oh, really?
So you just drink all night, hang out for an hour.
Catch your chicken, cook it up.
Go to Feed. I had a few hangover nights at Feed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Outside of Chicago, Urban Chestnut, who makes killer lagers.
Yeah.
They filed for bankruptcy.
Wow. Man, you know, I thought they had 3 locations, 2 in St. Louis and 1 in Germany, because we were hanging out with a lady whose son brewed there. So she was coming out with hitter after hitter from fucking Urban Chestnut. And just in general, she had a lot of cool beer. And she was saying that her son got into beer because she would get him Dark Lord Day tickets every year. And then he, you know, eventually got a job at Urban Chestnut. And, classic German brewery down in St. Louis. I think Brad brought him on the show. That's what got him on my radar.
Yeah, there's Wickle.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's good, pretty good stuff. So, man, it sucks to see and hear that that's happening.
Yeah, bankruptcy doesn't always mean you're done, but it's not good.
No, it's never a good thing. Yeah. So that's too bad. For all the reasons you named, right? Crowded market space. People in general are just drinking less beer.
Lagers take more time and money to make, too. Yeah.
And, you know, there's a certain price point involved with this stuff that, you know, might... People just have less tolerance for it. And not even, like, not saying that people should charge what they're charging. But yeah. I think just consumers are just kind of, you know, they just find it more interesting to not pay for this kind of stuff right. all the
and
time.
And every brewery can make a pretty good lager now, or most of them can. So the breweries that were focused on lagers, they kind of, you know, I don't know what else Urban Chestnut was doing besides traditional kind of lager stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were doing, maybe they were doing other stuff. But
could have been just like a lot of different European German styles.
Right. And when Old Irving can do a lager, an IPA, Daddy Porter, and a Krampus Stout, it's like, oh, well, I'll just go to Old Irving rather than like going to three spots to get
instead of just going to this classic German beer hall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things are changing, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Love to see what happens there. Drink some Urban Chestnut while you can, if you see it around.
Yeah.
It usually pops up, especially at the grocery stores. So,
yeah.
Look for that. And then I think that's going to do it for this episode. Anything else before we get out of here?
I think that's it, man. Shout out to Daddy Porter. I told him we might hop on his show. He does a YouTube show.
Sounds good.
So I'm like, you know, me and my buddy Brad, we drink every week. He's like, well, tell Brad to come on the show.
All right.
So we'll hang out with him.
Cool. All right. Yeah, look for that. And we'll be back soon with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.